From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Islamic militants continue to occupy Manbij. The U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating attacks on the city of Manbij near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city center. In the meantime, the U.N. envoy for Syria is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of any humanitarian corridors allowing civilians to escape Aleppo. The Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton, while campaigning, said she understands not everyone has benefited from the improvement in the U.S. economy since the recession.
I believe we had to recover from the recession that we inherited from the last Republican administration. I love it when Republicans criticize us as though they want everybody to have amnesia and forget that when Barack Obama became president, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month.
In the meantime, the Republican Party nominee for president, Donald Trump, also campaigned on Friday.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. Lying? How do you lie to the FBI? And I mean, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
The presidential election will be held on November the 8th. United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August the 12th. The mission of 10,000 troops was unable to intervene in the battles in the capital between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those who backed the former first vice president, Riek Machar, because both are equipped with heavy weapons. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 2 million.